Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145-502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is a show with real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is where the connect deliver conflicting media reports. We connect the dots actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions, tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message on Ron Siegel Radio. Time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, and we've got some celebrations. We look at every day for a great celebration. Today, I think it might be just a little bit ho-hum.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's all we can say is it is what it is today, because you know, right in that midpoint right there, we've got Rockefeller tree lighting. I think that's tonight. It changes every year, but that's the tentative date. Electronic Greetings Day. Not a whole lot of excitement on that one. National Package Protection Day. That is today. So that's what we're going to go with. We'll celebrate National Package Protection Day, and we'll move right along. Stock market continuing its gains today. We're going to talk more about the broadcast. Market's up 44 points, up 40 cents per barrel. Treasury up almost 5.5 basis points. That's a big, big jump on that there. So about that concept as well. And remind you, if you ever have any finance-related questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Just that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Just put this number in your phone, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. And what else is going on in the news? We're looking at there's some big, big changes here. Look at the news. The market, you know, we'll get into the news of the day, but I'm looking at the markets first this morning. And you start looking at them and you say, holy cow, with the stock market up 265 points yesterday, all time high. Then we look at the market following today. What is causing all this? Senate Budget Committee approved the Republican tax bill yesterday. That's crucial stuff. They vote for the full chamber maybe as early as tomorrow. Again, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all closing. They're not doing so today. They are increasing. Mortgage interest rates are going up. I mean, up quite a bit today. And we're looking at the Fannie Mae 30-year, the mortgage-backed security down 17 basis points. Now, when that goes down, that means, remember, interest rates are going up. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, again, that's up. The S&P 500, right now we're looking at it, it's down a little bit. But for the, you know, you look at the combination, be careful. So we're just watching those markets, seeing what is going on there. We keep a track of them every day for you. The 200-day moving average, the 25-day moving average. We've seen that 30-year fixed rate breaking through the resistance levels, and we're starting to see that the interest rates are being affected. They are going up this morning. So if you've been waiting, you've been holding off to get a new loan, I'm wondering if maybe you've waited a little bit too long. It might be the case. So just be careful right there. If you're looking to buy a new house, we're going to show you some numbers there as well. Mortgage Bankers Association, they released their mortgage application data for the weekend of November 24th, showing that overall application volume decreased by 3.1% from the previous week. Purchases up 2%. Now they're up 6.2% on a year-over-year basis. Refinances down 8%. But are now down only 18% from this time last year because the comparisons to last year now get easier. Interest rates were only higher than they were last year as rates rose this time last year post-election. Refinance share of the mortgage activity decreased to 48.7%. And there is some good news for us to report. I shared this on social media yesterday. I hope that you took advantage of it or you saw it. There, we try to get this information out to you as quickly as we can. The Freddie Mac FHFA agency has said the conforming loan limit increased to $453,100 for 2018, and the high balance, you may not get all the way there. It's 150% of the median. So depending upon where you are, maybe as much as $679,650. As soon as we find out. Now, we're not going to get there in Riverside and San Bernardino County. San Diego doesn't get all the way there usually. Orange County and Los Angeles generally get the whole thing. So we'll find out where those come in the next couple of days when we start seeing some of those numbers come up. In the news, the quarter GDP showed that the U.S. economy grew by 3.3%, pretty much what the experts were expecting. This was the quickest pace of growth in 3 years. Now, you need to understand this, that the full year GDP is not 3.3%. The reading of the Q3 GDP shows that growth in this quarter annualized is 3.3%. The first quarter was lower, so the full year GDP will be less. Pending home sales also measures signed contracts in existing homes, up 3.5% in October, better than estimates of up 1.5%. The index climbed to the highest level since June at 1.93, revised slightly lower by 0.4%. Sales in the South rebounded from last month, basically because of the hurricanes. And according to Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, he can explain all of this by a lack of listings. So the supply of housing is not right there. We can talk about that quite a lot. The lack of listings, if you're thinking about selling, you're looking at this would be a great time for you to be really looking at that, for you to be considering that, because there's not a lot of properties on the market. When there's not a lot of properties on the market, you have a much better opportunity. You can get better pricing for your family. So take advantage of that. That is the issue on that one as well. The news of the day. Let's see what's going on in the news for you. Been checking out a long map. Is the big news of the day being fired at NBC. Fired at NBC for being inappropriate, as they put it. So that's a big news story. He's been there 20 years. So Matt Lauer out. Not good news. Came after another employee gave a credible account of, quote unquote, inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. The network also hinted that this may not be an isolated incident. So that's the interesting information coming from NBC. And it never, you never want to give something, an issue like this, let it go to waste. Nancy Pelosi hitting the news again. Democrat House leader turned down an invitation. Actually, she accepted the invitation to join the president at the White House yesterday. Then she was a no-show for the meeting. So there's no-show Nancy and Duckin' Chuck. Chuck Schumer didn't show up for the meeting as well. How do you expect anything done? How do you expect to communicate if you don't show up? If you think that you're going to communicate through the media, president of verbal abuse that will no longer be tolerated. Wonder what gives her the right to say that it will be tolerated. I think that he's saying what most people are thinking and just haven't come out and said it. President hopes to work with the Democrats to avoid a government shutdown. Democrats don't want to show up for work, but complains that Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer are being unreasonable in their demands. So if they don't show up for work, the government shuts down. What does that really mean? That only non-essential services will not occur. Now, why are the non-essential services there in the first place is my question. I don't get that part. But that is the way Washington works. So non-essential services could cut out. Essential services continue. And Nancy and Chuck don't go to work. Maybe if they stopped their plane. Maybe if they grounded the plane that the two of them take. They don't go for work. Just a thought. I'm just questioning one there, but my opinion. The president receiving high praise for his efforts to push through the tax reform bill, cleared again the major hurdle in the Senate Budget Committee. The Senate version of the bill will now go to the entire chamber, maybe this week, where it is deemed to have an excellent chance of passing. They're going to try and get all kinds of bills to water down the whole issue today, or the amendments that they'll try and water it down. Hopefully we don't have that going. But again, the president heading to Missouri today to chat about the bill, and I'm sure it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that there is a Democrat senator, Claire McCaskill, who's somewhat vulnerable, isn't going out there to chat in Missouri. See what happens there. Democrats are not happy again with John Conyers, even though Nancy Pelosi Sunday was praising him as an icon after still more accusations of sexual misbehavior by the 88-year-old congressman. Again, Nancy Pelosi calls him an icon, is now urging the House Ethics Committee to begin an investigation into his behavior. He admits that he paid $27,000 in taxpayer money to settle at least one sexual harassment claim. $27,000. Now, if that was a Republican, do you think it would be this quiet? Just a thought right there. North Korea back in the news as well. Came out that they launched a ballistic missile that soared higher than any of its in the air over 50 minutes, which means it could hit anywhere in the U.S. And Hawaii now is testing its anti-nuke sirens. I don't know what you do if there's a nuke. Siren tells you that you don't have a whole lot of time left. Is that what it's all about? I don't know. Also in the news yesterday, the Benghazi suspect. President Obama decided that the place to try these issues is in a civilian court, war crimes in a civilian court. They be convicted because he was acquitted of 12 of 18, convicted of 4 of these charges. I don't know, based on some of the things going on, but he got his first rights. He was given the right process. This is a war criminal. Killed our people in battle, yet President Obama thought it would be best to bring him to the United States and tried him in a civilian court. Charles Woods, whose son Tyrone was killed in the terrorist attack, described the verdict as an outrageous, quote-unquote, miscarriage of justice. Unbelievable. And John McCain, back at it again. We know that he hates President Trump, but he's criticizing the president for his off-the-cuff swipe at Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren during a White House ceremony yesterday. McCain accused the president of politicizing a solemn event. Now, the Navajo code talkers didn't find it as offensive as Mr. McCain did. And again, I think Mr. McCain is a little bit senile, just my opinion once again. And looking more on here, CNN is in the news. Got to love this one. CNN, the feud between the president and CNN has reached new heights. The network and its esteemed correspondents will skip this year's White House Christmas party. Does anybody really care that they won't be at the party? Although it will have a crew on hand to cover any breaking news. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had some fun with the announcement, saying there was finally some good news from CNN. I love that. Finally, some good news from CNN. And it's not yet clear whether CNN will hold a fake Christmas party on the same day. You got to love that. Yeah, Sarah Huckabee has done a job over there. Love that idea. So that's the news from CNN. I'll have to share that one on our social media channels for you as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat about if those who have filed bankruptcy recently, some steps to get a new home. You are not locked out just because you filed bankruptcy. Don't think that you can't buy a house. We're going to talk about that. The truth about home affordability. We shared some charts earlier today, so we're going to get that information out to you here on the radio broadcast as well. What's an ideal debt-to-income ratio? We're going to chat about that one. And the Roth IRA versus the 401k. What is the difference? What do you need to know? So we want to share that information with you too. And you know, I'm going to tell you right up front, I am not a fan of the 401k just because I believe that it costs you money. And I'm not a fan of anything that's going to cost you money. It's going to force you to pay more in taxes. So if you're looking at either of those issues, you're not going to find me being a big fan of that. So I just kind of stay away from that whole arena. when it comes to discussing possibilities. Now, the thing that I do find is very important and I must do for you is not just say to you that I'm not a fan of the 401k. I'm going to tell you why I am not a fan of the 401k, and maybe you'll see things my way. Maybe you won't, but at least you'll be able to make an educated decision. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-990-1790 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, Twitter at Ron Siegel. Shout out, hello, Richard, Mike, Mitchell, Michelle, Arn, Bobby Joe, Jason, Robert, David, good to see you with us as well. Alfred, Christy, glad you've all joined us. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a supplementary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as... There are solutions as well as, my gosh, I'm going crazy here, tremendous opportunities. You need some trusted guidance. My message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only one that I know of that has the Fast Pass loan approval. Good news for you. If you get that Fast Pass loan approval, I've seen instances where people are saving anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of a home using that Fast Pass loan approval. What's the ideal debt-to-income ratio for mortgages. It's one of the most important factors mortgage lenders use to evaluate the creditworthiness of borrowers. It measures the size of your monthly debt burden relative to the size of your monthly income. And in addition to your credit score, other financial information, it helps lenders decide whether you're capable of taking on another loan. Worried that you have too much debt to buy a house? Well, let's look what the lenders have to say about the ideal debt-to-income ratio for mortgages. And they do the numbers before they do change, and they are different from lender to lender. But calculating the debt-to-income ratio, you can calculate your debt-to-income ratio by dividing your recurring monthly debt obligation. That would be your minimum credit card payments, student loan payments, child support payments, by your gross pre-tax monthly income. Now, when your lender calculates it, that percentage will include your potential mortgage debt as well. The debt-to-income ratio gives lenders an idea of how you're managing your debt. It also allows them to be able to pay your mortgage bills. It's important to note that debt-to-income ratios don't consider the amount of money you're using to pay for living expenses. In other words, things like car insurance payments, entertainment expenses, groceries, maintenance, haircuts, those kind of things. It does not get put into this. So even if you think you can afford to take on a mortgage, you'll need to figure out how that'll affect your entire budget. Now, you also have to remember when you're looking at that mortgage debt that I mentioned above, you want to understand the part of that also is going to be property taxes, your hazard insurance, your homeowners association. All of that gets built into it, so you understand the numbers right there as well. So the maximum debt-to-income ratio for mortgages, currently the maximum, and they use this number. It's fascinating how this works. Is the number that is going to be told to you is 43%. However, there are many lenders that will go up to 50% and certain programs to 55%. So don't just think because 43 is the baseline number, the recommended number, that that's all that there is. A great lender, Gold Star, can help you with getting that up a little bit higher. There are also ways to modify those numbers, manipulate those numbers. There's strategies for dealing with them. When individuals go online to try and do these things online, because you find the online services, it's a computer. The computer says 43, you say 43.4, and they put the numbers in there. It says, adios, you don't qualify. But that's not really the case when somebody's able to go through and check the numbers and see, well, maybe if we pay this off, you're going to qualify. Maybe we decrease your down payment and use some of those assets in a different way, some of those resources in a different way. Maybe that'll save you interest. Think about those concepts, because when you do some of these things, when you're saving money that way, long-term, it's better for you. Now, after you go and say you pay off car payment money, and you say, well, I really didn't want to pay that off. Well, maybe it makes sense to pay it off and use that money somewhere else and then go and take a new loan out for the car down the road. Can you do that? Absolutely. Somebody has to be giving you that guidance to help you so you understand how do you do it, when does it make sense, when does it not make sense. Maybe if it's a lease, you can't do that. Maybe if it's a purchase, you can. Maybe if you're buying the car and you've got 11 payments or 12 payments or 13 payments left, maybe if you only pay 3, 4, 5 payments, your lender doesn't have to count that in your debt-to-income ratio. Now, will that make you struggle for a couple of months? Maybe. Maybe you can extend the duration of your escrow so you're not struggling for that extra time. That's where the structure, every morning when I start the broadcast, I tell you that your call comes to me first. Well, the reason that that happens, and it may be that we don't have it coming in the future, but we look at all these things, and our team looks at every application. I'll tell you the issue here. We're talking to our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They don't make any money if they don't lend you money. So they want to lend you money. That's the whole idea. They don't want to get you in trouble. They don't want you to have too much debt. The whole idea there is they want you to be able to borrow money. They want you to get that house that you want. So if that's the case, then you need to be looking and saying, okay, I get that they're motivated to help me. How do we do it? How do we make it work? And they're going to have extra people looking at the file, not a computer algorithm. They're going to have people do that, because I know that they come up with this artificial intelligence and predictive analytics, and we use all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is a human has to look at it in order to see if there's some creativity that can get involved that can make things work for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, steps to help you buy a house following a recent bankruptcy. We'll chat about it. IRA versus 401k, the truth about home affordability. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And back with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Hey, good to see you with us, Sherry. Christopher, good to see you all with us this morning. Happy Wednesday. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. Mike, it's 800-306-1990. Just thought I'd throw that in there for you. I think I'm getting heckled a little bit on social media there. But that's for Mike. Blake, good to see you with us this morning. Hope you're having a great day. And the bride's on the line as well today. So, well, I better be careful of what I say. When I got the bride on the line, I sometimes have to really watch my tongue. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you go to the NEST app, it's an app for your phone, obviously. You put in the specifications of the home that you want, where you want to live. Every time a home comes on the market that fits your criteria, you're going to get a text message. And if you send an email, nest@ronsiegelradio.com, send your address. Don't tell the team that I did this because they get mad at me when I do this. nest@ronsiegelradio.com. We'll send you a text message every time a home sells in your neighborhood. So we'll do that one for you as well. The truth about home affordability, I shared a couple charts earlier today on this subject, the truth about home affordability. Because we hear people talking, especially in the Orange County market, I hear folks talking about, we can't buy a house, Orange County and LA County, San Diego, that there's no money available. So there is a lot of discussion about the current state of housing affordability for both first-time and move-up buyers, and much of the narrative is tarnished with a negative slant. However, truth is that affordability is better today than at almost any time in our history. The naysayers are correct, in fact, that affordability today is not as good as it has been over the last several years. But we must remember that home prices collapsed during the housing crash, and distressed properties, foreclosures, and short sales kept home values depressed for years. When we compare affordability to the decades that preceded the crash, a different story is revealed. So I shared this graph from the National Association of Realtors, the Housing Affordability Index. The higher the graph, the more affordable the homes. And if we look, we did see that we peaked out in affordability right around 2012. But other than that, today, the only time we went from 2009 to 2012, that was the height of the fallout from the real estate business, from the market crash. But right now, we are significantly higher than 1990, 1993, 1997, all the way through 2000 and, like I say, 2009. We're more affordable today than any time from 1990 to 2009. More affordable today. So if you think you can buy a house, maybe you're just talking to the wrong people. We can see that affordability is best anytime in the 15 years. CoreLogic just published a report showing the national home buyer's typical mortgage payment. Again, I shared that graph as well. Typical payment from CoreLogic. And again, this is a national number. As of August 2018, it reveals that though a typical housing payment was less expensive in 2012, don't forget those distressed properties, it is currently less expensive than it was in 2000 and is still projected lower next year than it was in 2000. So think about this. The projection, again, national numbers, August 2018 of $983. You're talking about median prices. Maybe double or triple in your neighborhood. But then January 2000 would have been double or triple also. It was $1,000, the same property, $983 now. January 2006, $1,250. So remember, we are doing much, much better on affordability today than we were then. The bottom line, according to the chief economist at First American, Mark Fleming, while borrowing power for the potential home buyer has fallen relative to the low point of 2012, it remains high today and will remain high next year relative to the long run average. If you don't want to rent anymore and are considering becoming a homeowner, even if mortgage rates rise next year, your borrowing power will remain strong by historic standards. Again, that is the real-time real estate segment Brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 795-664. Find your dream home before someone else does. So I wanted to chat with you a little bit this morning about bankruptcy. And it's not about whether you should file bankruptcy or not file bankruptcy. You need to talk to an attorney about that. And we do know some great attorneys who we think can really serve you and help you in that arena if it's something that is right for you, if it's right for your family. But what I wanted to talk to you about is bankruptcy the end of the world? And the answer to that question is no. Who knows whether you filed bankruptcy or not? Nobody really cares if you filed bankruptcy or not. So the issue here is if you want to buy a house, so some steps to follow following a bankruptcy if you want to get back into the market. There are millions of Americans declaring bankruptcy. Home ownership can seem like a dream, but don't give up. It is possible to own a home after bankruptcy. In fact, according to a study by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, consumers who were struggling financially recovered more quickly when they filed for bankruptcy rather than deal with their many debts. However, it's important to take the right steps to make home ownership a reality. So if you're ready to begin a home, become a homeowner, here are some of the steps. Number one, reorganize your finances. Once some of your debts are discharged in bankruptcy, you'll be on the road to recovery, but don't rush out to get a home just yet. Wait for the dust to settle and get your finances in order. Examine your debts and your credit report. Just want to make sure the mic is on. And your credit report. That's a biggie. Take stock of where you are financially now that a few of your debts have been discharged. Bankruptcy isn't something anyone wants, but for people in dire financial trouble, it can be the only way to wipe out all liabilities and get a fresh start. Bankruptcy will actually reduce financial stress. You can focus on making positive financial decisions. Now, I said get a copy of your credit report, EquifaxSecurity2017.com. EquifaxSecurity2017.com. You can get a free copy of your credit report. Your real FICO score, not the FACO score. So if you have a copy of your credit report prior to filing for bankruptcy, use that to create a before and after picture of your finances. Make it a regular practice to review your credit so you can look for any mistakes and get them corrected. It's all encouraging to see the progress you're making over time. Now, the majority of people will find out that in bankruptcy or post-bankruptcy or post-financial hardship, their credit reports remain inaccurate. Yes, they are not correct. Surprise, surprise. Where's my friend Gomer when I need him?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, your credit report is going to remain inaccurate. Do you think that the bureaus care about you? Not at all. Equifax, 144 million people, they lost their data. So the bureaus are, they don't really care. They're there to make money. They make more money when your credit report is lower. So just remember that. Don't think they're there looking out for you. They're not. So get your report, look at it, and make sure it's accurate. Now, most people don't know how to identify accuracies and inaccuracies. I see credit reports all the time when I'm consulting with listeners, and they filed bankruptcy. They had a hardship. And the bureaus are reporting their data that as if they still have a balance due, yet it says right in the notes section, discharged in bankruptcy. Well, if it's discharged in bankruptcy, there should not be a balance due. There should not be a late payment due. That data is supposed to be wiped out. Why wasn't it? Well, because the bureaus don't care. The reporting agency, the reporting company, they stopped reporting it maybe. Maybe they've even continued reporting it. Maybe you went and got a new credit card and they're not showing how many legitimate months you've been making current payments. That's a biggie I see all the time, the months of activity. 47 months, they'll leave it and say 47 and they stop reporting after that or they stop saying that they've got it going to that. Yet they'll show right on the report that they got the card was started in 1999. Well, if it was reported in bankruptcy, maybe they discharged it, maybe they closed it, maybe they didn't. If it's still an active and a used card, they've got to report that accurately, that you've had that card they're not going to say anything more than 99. It's a two-digit field that they put in there. But you do have a scoring enhancement at four-year mark. So once you've gone over that 48 months or hit 48 months, your score is going to look better by making sure it's reported accurately. Put a budget together. Take control of your monthly household budget so you can pay every one of your bills on time, every time. Figure out how your monthly income and expenses so you know what you have room for, what you don't. Anticipate upcoming annual costs like taxes or car registration. Yeah, you can put you can make a setup for your property taxes. Not a problem there. And set up a separate bank account so you're not getting hit with a bill all at the end of the year. That's the way a lot of people will make sure that they have the money set aside for property taxes. You just make a monthly payment. You can impound it with your payment on your mortgage payment, but you can also set it up so you've got an escrow, separate bank account. So you just always write a check right out of that one as well. Just a thought for you. We're going to continue this conversation of steps to buying a house after you filed for bankruptcy. Yes, you can do it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the Roth IRA versus the 401k. Get rid of that 401k if you can. I'm going to talk about that when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
800-666-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Hot mic, Robin? I'm not sure what that means. That starts. I don't think anybody wants me to start singing. That would Some people don't like when my opening monologues. If they heard me sing, they would really dislike what we had going on here. But the Word on Wealth, again, AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. The Roth IRA versus the 401k, that is the subject. And, Mike, I love your comment there, but I'm going to share with you something that might even be a little bit better, the savings account or a stock portfolio with Ameritrade. And I'm going to share that. I'll share that with you right now. But what is the Roth 401k, Roth IRA versus a 401k? Basically, the Roth IRA is you're putting money into a retirement account after tax. And being that it's after tax, you get to take that money out tax-free. It'll grow tax-deferred. You're going to take the money out tax-free. Now, the other option is the 401k where the money goes in tax-deferred. It's not tax going in. And it grows and you tax when you take the money out. So think about this concept. This is where the government rules comes in. If you have, let's just say you've got $1,000. I'm going to use some small numbers. I'm a simple guy. And you're in the 30% tax bracket. You would have to pay $300 in taxes, and you'd have a net of $700 to invest. Now, let's say that $1,000 grows over time to $10,000. Again, I'm just using small numbers. And you put that in tax-free, but now you get to pay 30% in taxes. So you're going to pay $3,000 in taxes as opposed to $300. Do you like the idea of paying that much more in taxes? Now, the Roth IRA says, let's take that $700, the net of the taxes, and let that grow over time and see how well you can do with that. And when you take that money, there's no tax liability on that money. Now, which way do you think is in your best interest? Compounding, I'd rather maybe you can go a different story, especially if you are a business owner. If you're a business owner and you can have a business expense, if you're not a business owner, you really need to be looking at how you can be a business owner. Creating a pass-through entity, especially with some of the new tax laws that are coming out, and take advantage of some of these business expenses. Now, as a business owner, what would you say if you could invest the money pre-tax? So that means you're going to take that same $1,000 like you're doing in the 401k and put the full $1,000 into an investment. And now you're going to take that money and let it grow tax deferred. That's the idea. That's the same idea as the 401k. And then when you're ready for the money, you take it out with no tax liability. Think about that. No tax liability. So Mike, when you're talking about the idea of making more money because you've put it into an Ameritrade account, what if it can grow just as fast or faster than the Ameritrade account? Have no downside risk. You cannot lose your money. Think about that one. Now, it's no guarantees in this world, but it's insured by a AAA-rated insurance company. I don't sell it. I don't make any money for it. I just introduce you to the right people that can help you with it. But the money goes in pre-tax. The money grows tax-deferred. It comes out as a loan to you, so you don't pay taxes on it. And you win all the way around. It's been around for hundreds of years. So the government really doesn't even pay much attention to this one. because a lot of very, very wealthy individuals are using it. Now, one of the key things is when you've got wealthy, wealthy individuals using any kind of a vehicle, they've got the power to be able to keep those vehicles in play. Now, this particular vehicle, there's no limits on how much money you can invest in it. So if you want to put a lot of money in it, you can put a lot of money in it. You're not limited to the government numbers. You're not limited to where you can only put in a percentage of your income or a percentage of your salary, or your company can only match a certain amount. You don't have those issues. Great tool. Now, the other part of it is you're going to have somebody managing that money for you who does that as a full-time occupation. Now, if you've got that Ameritrade account, and I'm just using Ameritrade because that's a comment that came through on one of the comments on our on the live feed. If you've got that account, you can lose money. Now, do these investment vehicles that I recommend or I suggest, I don't recommend, I don't sell any of these things, so I don't have the license to support any longer. I did one time. Now I can be honest with you. A lot of the folks that have the licenses, they can only sell you what they have available. So if they don't have it available, if they don't offer it, they can't do anything to help you. With me not being licensed, I can tell you what I think. Don't have a problem with it. That's what I do all the time. So the money's going to go in tax and unlimited. There's a lot of benefits. I want to put you in touch if you ever want this information. Give me a call, 800-306. Happy to make the introduction to you. Very, very good friend of Ron Siegel Radio that handles this. I've been talking about it for almost 20 years now. That is the Word and Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. The reverse mortgage, if you're 62 years of age or older, have some equity in your property or want to buy a new home with a large down payment, the reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. So we're going to continue the conversation. Steps to buying a home post-bankruptcy. So you're going to be putting that budget together. Consider a credit card. You might want to be starting to build credit. Grow your savings. You probably heard the adage, pay yourself first. If you want to buy a house after bankruptcy, you need to have a little bit of money put aside. You need to have some savings put aside. Pay that to yourself first so you have some down payment money. Don't listen to the people that are out there saying you have to have 20% down. That is not true. Make a plan. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. We will put together a plan for you to start building that down payment money, to build that road, that roadmap to get you into home ownership. Let's see, what else do we have? Organize your financial documentation. You're going to need the bankruptcy documentation. You're going to need pay stubs, bank statements, tax returns, a list of all of your assets. Again, it's just a very, very simple chart. In fact, I'll give you this one. Text apply to 79564, apply to 79564, and you'll be able to get the whole list of all the documentation you need. And again, give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll talk about all of the game plan that you need to get yourself on track to buying that new house that you want, that your family wants, that gives you some sense of security for the future. Good to see you on, Cheryl. Scott, glad you're there. Rob and I appreciate the support that we try to give as good of information as we can on a regular basis. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.